I know how to spot Orion's belt in the clear night sky, and perhaps have been lucky enough to spot a passing satellite. But ashamedly, I know little more about our galaxy, which is getting embarrassing as my six-year-old is now asking me questions I can't answer. This week, BBC Two have been encouraging everyone to learn more about the night sky with their Stargazing Live programmes, the last one being aired tonight. To remedy the gaps in my knowledge, I went to the Eden Project's astronomy event. Ben Foster explains their involvement.
We're an educational charity, so the reason we're involved in this is because it is an educational thing. It's getting people engaged in science, in particular astronomy, and it's a national event that brings people together. It's something we're very proud to be part of.
Cornwall's Roseland Observatory is relatively young. Brian Sheen is their chief astronomer.
The Roseland Observatory was set up basically to deal with the solar eclipse in 1999, and it was set up at Roseland School. But following that, we transferred it to Court Farm at St Stephen's. We put the equipment up there. Now it's got a wide range of facilities and opportunities for anyone interested in astronomy, from quite young children to adults.
Is it an expensive hobby to get into?
Well, it can be if you take the wrong steps, yes. You can go and buy a telescope worth lots and lots of money and then possibly put it in a box and put it in the loft. So what we encourage people to do is to go on a course which introduces them to astronomy and telescopes.
Cornwall is not the best place for clear skies.
It tends to be a little cloudy down here, yeah. I mean, it obviously is not good, but then people that come from, say, Liverpool, or the skies up there are so polluted they can't see anything. Down here, they are clear. When the clouds roll away, then we do get excellent skies.
So back to the classroom. Pupils at Goonhaven Primary tell me why they like learning about the stars and planets.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning about how Pluto became a dwarf planet in 2006, and I know that there's two other dwarf planets in the solar system. I think they're called Eris and Ceres.
How the Earth was created, because I think I might have heard, but I'm not sure if it's true.
I'm looking forward to learn about the first animal that ever went to the moon, and which they were called fruit flies.
And so I leave this experience knowing a little bit more about our night sky. You're never too old to learn.
Lifelong learning!
Tina Bessel for Falmouth News.